Welcome to EAN Cast, your weekly source for education, research, and updates from the European Academy of Neurology.
Hello everyone, this is the EAN podcast about neurology, and my name is Rolf Fronsek. I'm a neurologist and somnologist from the Netherlands. So I'm very interested in sleep disorders, so I'm very happy to be here together with Dr. Marina Tuzun. And she works currently in Bern in Switzerland, and before she worked in Berlin. But she's here because she did something with sleep disorders, because she's leading, but you can tell us later, a project. And the project is called the Burden of Sleep-Wake Disorders Project. So maybe just to start, can you give us an introduction? What is this project?
Thank you, Rolf, for a nice introduction. I'm very pleased to be here and to explain about this project. So this project, The Burden of Sleep-Wake Disorders, it's a project of EAN that includes several work packages groups. And it aims to address the socioeconomic and health burden of excessive daytime sleepiness and insomnia, these two main complaints of sleep-wake disorders. And this project concludes of three main parts. So first, work package groups works on systematic literature review about daytime sleepiness and insomnia. Second project is the pilot of the study that currently I am leading under supervision of Professor Bassetti here in Bern in Switzerland. And based on the data of this pilot study and this review, we are planning to make a multi-center study based on European level. So this is a short description.
Yeah, all right. So if I'm right, your two big disorders or sub-disorders, the insomnia, very common, but also daytime sleepiness. So that's interesting. And it's not only in Switzerland or Bern, it's a European project. Am I right?
Yeah, so now currently this pilot study, like we're just running to check the feasibility and how it's going on at all. We are running here in Switzerland and Bern, but we are planning to do it in a European level in several European countries later.
All right. And is it a EAN project, or there must be more partners involved, I guess?
Yeah, you're right. There are a bunch of organizations that support the study. First of all, European Sleep Researchers Society and European Federation of Neurological Association, but also Alzheimer Europe, European Pediatric Neurology Society, and European Psychiatric Association. So as you see, so many societies are also involved and interested in this project.
And can you maybe also, there are so many disorders and there's an economic burden for so many disorders. And of course, I'm interested in sleep, so I like it. But why was sleep chosen? Why is this project especially important for sleep?
As you know, economic burden of different medical condition, it's a famous tool to assess the relevance of different medical conditions and to understand the situation and the importance of this disorder. So also it is important in sleep area, in sleep medicine. The problem in this area is that we don't have enough quality data. And if you look to European data, okay, in some countries they are presented, but there are so many countries where it's almost absent, this data. So first of all, it's very important to collect quality data about socioeconomic burden. But with this project, we decided to look at this picture a little bit bigger, to collect a little bit more information than just economic burden. And we decided to see also the perspective of the patients. I think that in sleep medicine is also pretty relevant. So we will collect data not about socioeconomic burden, but also from patients' perspective. It means quality of life, health burden, and so following.
And what is the ultimate goal, like the final goal of the complete project?
Before we go into another questions, I wanted to explain a little bit more about this project after this socioeconomic burden. Also, what we wanted to see with this project, we were thinking which population we want to see in this group. We know that awareness of sleep disorders is growing. And if you compare with 10, 20, 30 years ago, people know lots more about sleep disorders and they care about their sleep more. So, but still, we have a problem that sleep disorders are underdiagnosed and not everybody becoming proper treatment. So from this point of view, we are thinking like what's going on. And normally, typically, people who are concerned about their sleep problems, they're going to the general practitioners or pharmacists first. So somewhere in, at the primary care level, we think that something happening that preventing them to get real help. That's why we decided to see this subpopulation at the primary care level. And this is that will distinguish this project from another population-based projects. Also, it's important to collaborate with primary care to address these challenges and ensure effective management of sleep-related concerns. And the last point, what is also important and distinguish this project from other classical economical burden projects, we want to make follow-up. Like practically mostly this economic burden is like a snapshot of current situation, but we will make a follow-up after 12 months. We want really to look inside and see what's happening with these people with these problems. It's still going on, it's becoming chronic or it's improving, and how the burden of these sleep wake disorders also changing according to this.
Okay. And maybe also skipping all the way to the end, I know, but maybe to make it easier for us to understand, what is the ultimate final goal? Like, what's the ultimate goal of this project? What do you want to achieve?
So by this way, we want to see the bigger picture of sleep-wake disorders, not only by some medical condition, but as I said, daytime sleepiness, insomnia, that covering mostly all the sleep-wake disorders. We want to see the prevalence of these complaints in the primary care set. We want to see association of this daytime sleepiness and insomnia with quality of life and also socioeconomical parameter, and to see its changes after 12 months.
And so you first start in Switzerland, like you said. And can you tell us again a little bit, what will you do in Switzerland? Is it running now or are you going to start? Or how far is it now in Switzerland?
So practically, we are inside the process. We started last year, this pilot, and the recruitment period is planned till June of this year. So it's already on the way, and we have, I hope, this year, so first preliminary data. And this year, we already started to plan a multi-center study.
Because I wanted to ask you next, you already started and it's on the way, but the data, is it from primary care providers indeed, or is also hospitals or sleep centers, or where are you collecting this data from?
As I said, we are very concentrated on primary care level, and we are working with general practitioners and pharmacists, first of all, because this is the first line where patients with concerns about their sleep mostly coming.
Okay, so I understand. And then when you're finished in Switzerland, you will go European, I guess. And what's the next step after that, after Switzerland?
Our goal is to make multi-center study and to capture 3-4 different countries with different cultural, social, economical backgrounds. So it can be maybe geographically south, north, east, west countries, mostly like really with different economical system. And first discussions with potential partners already started. Also, there are some other factors which we need to include in by choosing these countries. First of all, I think it's very important that in these countries, healthcare system and sleep specialists are really connected to primary care level.
Yeah, so also in the other countries, you will look at general care practitioners, pharmacies. It's the same setup like in Switzerland, as I understand. That's correct? Okay.
Yes, it's correct.
Yeah. And then did you already publish something about it? Or what kind of publications are you planning to create?
Very soon, we are planning to submit a systematic literature review about daytime sleepiness and insomnia. I hope it will happen soon. As a second, about pilots, we want to present preliminary data already in summer in EIN Congress in Helsinki. And I hope when we finish pilot project, so we will also plan to public the data, because we are not checking feasibility, but also we will collect some data there, but it will be somehow later a little bit.
So we can all look forward to this in Helsinki and then maybe in the European Journal of Neurology later. That's great. And what is your personal goal in this? Do you also want to, are you into sleep research, or what is your future in this?
Yeah, I'm currently in Switzerland, and by the way, I'm making my education as a neurology specialist. So by the way, I'm very interested in sleep, and my interest in sleep started already a long time ago. I'm also started to study with Professor Bassetti, and it's opened a little bit my interest in scientific way. I'm really, really happy to be near this project, and also I had my personal insights about sleep-wake disorders, because when you see the data first before everybody to show, of course, you are very excited.
Yeah, and will you be the one presenting in Helsinki?
Yes, sure.
No, great. So I was also wondering, are there any patients or patient societies involved? You mentioned EFNA, but maybe also other sleep societies. Are patients involved in this project?
Till I know, now here in Switzerland, we don't have this possibility to involve patient societies, although we try to communicate it. But I think in future, when we are planning multicenter study, according to the country and possibilities of this country and networking in this country, we can use this option.
Well, Marina, thank you so much for explaining this project to us. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the results. So I invite all listeners to come to Helsinki or listen to it while the Congress is being broadcasted or afterwards, because it's really interesting. I think, as you say, there's a lot more going on in sleep that we know. There are a lot more complaints that people are not even helped. So insomnia and daytime sleepiness. Then also, we're looking forward to seeing the publications. And thank you for being here. And I hope that you will listen to the next podcast and that you will come to Helsinki. And goodbye, everyone.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I was very pleased to be here, and see you in Helsinki.
This has been EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcatcher for weekly updates from the European Academy of Neurology. You can also listen to this and all of our previous episodes on the EAN campus to gain points and become an EAN expert in any of our 29 neurological specialties. Simply become an EAN individual member to gain access. For more information, visit ean.org/membership. That's ean.org/membership. Thanks for listening. EAN Cast Weekly Neurology is your unbiased and independent source for educational and research-related neurological content. Although all content is provided by experts in their field, it should not be considered official medical advice.